If you know you are blaming someone, your parents, your friends, your partner, whatever that is giving your power away to that.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And this is your reminder that Event Love prices are going up and we only have 12 spots left to fill. So if you want to go and make your 2020 the year that you have stepped into your calling, that is going to be the 5-day bootcamp for speakers, trainers, facilitators, and people who want to run events. So go to eventluv.com right now to go secure your spot. Like I said, they're going super fast. And I want to be in that room with you for 5 days in 2020, helping you become a more confident speaker, understanding how to run workshops, events, put on events, and make them profitable. You truly can have this as your career. Your calling can be your career and you can get paid for it. So you guys, I want to be the person who gets to help you do that. And on today's quickie, I just was in a soul cycle class yesterday and my amazing teacher, Gina, was teaching, who I go and see on Tuesday mornings at Soul Cycle. And one of the last songs was essentially a sermon put to music is what it sounded like. And it was so profound and so awesome that I was just bawling in the class because he was talking about how in order to live the life that you want to live, let Holy Spirit, God, energy, universe, whatever you believe, guide you and heal you, you first have to be willing to let that in and have the mindset to be able to support what you want to do. Have the mindset to not blame, complain, or justify. Have the mindset to let go of the things that have happened to you. Have the mindset to be able to forgive people and forgive yourself. And I believe that that all boils down to willingness. I know there's so many things every single day that it's really easy to get our energy locked up in, to get our energy blocked up in, to grasp onto and not let go of something, to decide to stay in that painful thought and in that self-sabotaging thought and in that relationship-sabotaging thought and in that belief that maybe the connection to your creator, to universe, to energy is not there because you don't feel it. And it's always there. It's always there. It's that willingness to say, wow, this beating myself up because of what I ate or what I said or what I did is not working. Not working. And as much as I think that it has worked before and that it makes me get to the gym and that it, you know, helps me in this relationship and that it protects me from these friendships, that's not what it is, right? That's not what it is. It's the willingness to open back up, to put that wall back down, to open up to another friendship, to open up to another relationship, to forgive, maybe even forgive with a very fierce boundary, right? You can forgive people, but they don't have to be in your life any longer. You can forgive and you can lock them out. So really looking at where in your life you're holding on to something that is blocking you. Could be something with your body that you can't you have trouble choosing those thoughts of love and forgiveness when you do something that maybe you don't think is great, or you eat things that you don't think are great, or you find yourself in that sabotaging cycle, what if you were just a little bit easier on yourself and you said, okay, that happened. I love you. What would be some loving choices that I could do to love my way back to health? What are some things that I could say to myself that I could love my way back to a healthy mindset? What are some things that I could do in my mind, or what are some things I could do in my life that could get me outside of these thoughts? Am I isolating myself so that when I'm alone, all of these thoughts consume me and feel like they're eating me alive? Could I go be in a class? Could I go take up a hobby that could get my mind off of this? Could I go out in nature and go on a walk and listen to a podcast? How could I choose something that is going to allow me to forgive, love more, let go, make space, create a boundary? What is that thing that I can do that is better than this feeling, this thought, this situation that I'm in right now? What is the mindset that I would need in order to get through this thing that I am going through? What is the mindset that I would need in order to get through this thing that I am going through? Because if you know that you're holding on to a negative thought, if you know you're holding on to a story, if you know you are blaming someone, your parents, your friends, your partner, whatever that is giving your power away to that. So today I just want you to look and say, what am I giving my power to? And don't judge it. Don't say, oh my God, see, this is the mindset that's keeping me from being the person that I want to be. You then observe it and say, okay, what would be the opposite of this? Or what would start to change where I'm at and change how I'm feeling? Because I truly believe, and I know because I'm watching it in my life, that if we can change our mindset and our beliefs around who we think we are and what we think we're capable of and what happened to us, and get back to a place of power by saying, yes, that happened, but now I get to choose what I make of it. Yes, I might feel like I'm not smart enough, but I can learn as I go, and I can let go of that thought and say, I will figure it out. That is the mindset I will choose, is that everything is figure outable. I will leap and figure it out. So right now, I just want you to think about the mindset that you feel might be holding you back. Is it blaming someone? Is it a belief around something? And just see what it would feel like to really lean in to the opposite. What would it feel like to really lean into the opposite mindset? And what is it? Just say it out loud. Whether you're in your car, you're on a walk, you're in the grocery store, just be that crazy person and say out loud so you can feel it in your body. What would the mindset be? Or what would the thing be? Or what would you need to do in order to start getting your power back? Would that be to say, I'm going to stop blaming my parents for the way that I grew up and realize that that taught me X, Y, and Z? Say it out loud. I'm going to stop blaming my partner for believing that because they're not on a healthy journey, that I can't be on a healthy journey. I'm going to let that go. I'm going to forge ahead. I'm going to create this life for myself, and I am going to be the leader in this relationship. What is it? Say it out loud. Let yourself hear yourself that you have the power. It's a really powerful place to be, you guys. All right. I'm sending you so much love today. What I would love to see is if you upload this on your stories, if you upload this particular podcast, I really want to know what that thing is that you need to get your power back from, and how will you take it back? What's that thing that you need to get your power back from that you've been giving it to? The thought, the mindset, the story, the belief, the person. Who, what, when, where, why, and how are you going to get it back? What are you going to say? What's that mantra? What's that affirmation? What's that new mindset? What is it? Get your power back. The only way we can get it back is by adopting the mindset of no complaining, no blaming, no justifying, full ownership. Full ownership is where power is. because that means you get to then look at it and make another choice from a much more powerful place. You guys, I'm sending you so much love today. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.